I'm in listening mode. I'm visiting with my colleagues. I am looking to see how I can be helpful in advancing the president's agenda. I'm working through a plan that I will make public when it's been approved by all stakeholders. Having said that, there are four key pillars that I want to focus on, as the president requested. First and foremost is to make sure that we transform our nation's economy through technology-based innovation. Second, that we pick a few of the president's key priorities that we can address through innovation platforms, in a sense, this concept of an app store. And focus I have there on health IT, smart grid, education technology, job creation, or economic development. Third is the focus on delivering a reliable, resilient, trustworthy digital infrastructure. That is both a broadband plan, which the president has called for through the ARRA by February under the leadership of the FCC. I'll play a very active role. And then second, in the president's remarks on Friday, focusing on cybersecurity with particular emphasis on game-changing R&D and on engaging in a collaborative way with the private sector in areas that are critical to our infrastructure, financial services, energy, and so forth. And then last but not least, what the president did on day one. He called for the CTO to help build a culture of open and innovative government. And in partnership with Peter Orszag, CIO Vivek Kundra, the GSA Administrator Martha Johnson when confirmed, and all the very talented leaders that we have across, to really build a capacity inside the federal government for a culture of openness, transparency, and so forth. Very interested in that process. Those are the four pillars as we know them today, and specifics around those pillars will be shared as I go through my process.
You mentioned cybersecurity. The report from the White House was just released recently. Your role with the cyber coordinator and the CIO, Vivek Kundra, how's that all going to mesh together? You brought up R&D. That seems to be really where you're going to look at.
Yeah, I mean, clearly this is a monumental task, okay? This requires White House leadership. The president has said, I will make a personal commitment to this topic. So we know from the top this is a key priority. The president has called for in the report a collaborative led by the cyber coordinator, but to include the CIO and CTO very explicitly in the policymaking and review process. What that also means is that the CIO and the CTO will support the cyber coordinator in areas where we have immediate influence. The CIO will have a strong role to play in bringing about best practices in the nation's IT infrastructure from a federal government standpoint. And I will work to see the private sector how we might innovate in terms of new solutions. I call that game-changing R&D, but it's really about new solutions to help us address and stay on the cutting edge, but also to focus on ways in which we can collaborate. So we want to listen to the financial services industry, the energy sector, and say, how can we partner together? President made it clear that we will not control private networks. We want to collaborate to make sure they are reliable and secure. That is what I intend to do to support him and the new cyber coordinator when that person is filled.
And finally, if there was one message or a couple messages you want to get out to agencies, to vendors, what would you want them to know about you, your role, your plans, your ideas?
What I'd like them to know is that there are two traditional ways in which they interact with our federal government. They either apply for R&D grants or they participate in government procurement. I want to be the voice for their ideas in the gray area in between. I think the message here is that for vendors who have products, they might have something cooking in the oven that's not quite ready for prime time, that they should think of the federal government as a potential partner in prototyping or beta testing some of those ideas that are cooking. And we'll think through a process that will get that done in a way that is compliant with the rules and regulations that we have before us. I also want to think about those services industries who think, hey, I have a voluntary opportunity or an opportunity to do some nonprofit collaboration work. We think we can donate or contribute in a way that may not otherwise be understood in traditional government procurement rules, but we think we've got a resource that we want to make available. I want to find ways to work in that gray area. I want to be your partner, your advocate. I will measure my success on the degree to which our nation's economy is driven by innovation and the degree to which those innovation that innovation capacity is advancing the president's agenda. Very clear.
Agencies, your message to them, because I think a lot of agencies, saw your speech at Management of Change and were very excited, were very enthused by it. But then you're also dealing with the cynicism of people. I mean, so what do you say to agencies who are federal employees, someone else with big ideas, but does he really understand how the government works?
Well, the great news is the president asked this commitment of the cabinet agencies. So for the few in the room who represent cabinet agencies, we are going to work very closely together on developing a signature initiative that is core to the mission of the agency, but applies these open principles. And I think by demonstrating over the next year actual tangible results, I'm hoping to deliver announcements literally in weeks. I don't necessarily care about waiting months or years for results. I want to deliver results now. And we're working closely with agencies, and as we release them, I think it'll instill greater confidence that these things are possible, because you can an agency could say, hey, look, the Department of X is doing Y. Why can't we apply that here? And it is that culture change. We saw it in Virginia when I introduced a productivity investment fund. The first year we offered grants to agencies, the agency heads applied for relatively lame concepts that were basically unfunded things that the budget department said no to. And we didn't really fund a lot of those projects because we weren't there to be the second door to bad budget ideas. But after we tried to educate folks on the spirit of this, folks more junior in the organization had comfort that they could present the ideas and then have the agency had championed them. And now we have a robust portfolio of 30 projects that will calculate a 4.8-to-1 return on taxpayer investment. That happened within less than 2 years because the culture in Virginia embraced innovation. Under the governor's leadership in Virginia, it was critical. And you see that same level of leadership from President Obama. I think when you hear that message from the top, you'll feel more comfortable if we can get this figured out in terms of how you bring ideas and relevance and marry them up.